This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ready for some good news? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, resilience, my favorite word these days. But it is the capsule that docked with the International Space Station. Very smooth. And so the crews are waiting on that hard capture when the spacecraft's 12 hooks secure the capsule to the station. The astronauts remain on the capsule for another couple of hours, and then, boom, they're on the International Space Station. So this time they're carried not by NASA, but by a private company, and that's Elon Musk and his group, SpaceX. It's their big mission, and it worked. How about this? Speaking of working, early analysis is finding that Moderna's vaccine is nearly 95% effective. What are the side effects? The side effects? Maybe your arm hurts you a little bit. Feels a little bit sore because of being vaccinated, but so far that's it. That's it for the side effects. And the thought process now is with Moderna and Pfizer that the vaccines could come sooner rather than later, and by April or March, everybody who wants to be vaccinated, I'll put it that way, in this country will be vaccinated. But it is about getting started, and there's some confusion there as to the handoff procedures because of what's happened with the election and no concession by the press, even though some Republicans are urging the president to do that. Others are saying, no, due process, just follow through and keep doing what you're doing in the challenges to make sure every single vote is counted. So there are lawsuits in the battleground states from the Trump lawyers challenging some of the results. But is there the evidence or not? So far, the judges are dropping most of them. In fact, several were dropped in Arizona. There's one lawsuit that is pending from the Republican Party. In Nevada, one was upheld, but most have been dismissed, or they're deciding as to whether or not it goes forward or not. For example, there was a lawsuit filed in Philadelphia in the Court of Common Pleas, they call it, in Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, from the Trump campaign on November 3rd. The suit said observers weren't given close enough access to watch ballot counts. The status, the suit was dismissed, but on November 5th, an appeals court judge said observers must have access within a distance of 6 feet. Then there was the two-tier voting system. The Trump campaign on November 9th filed it in the U.S. District Court of Middle District of Pennsylvania. The suit said Pennsylvania is operating a two-tier voting system in person and by mail. That's what that means, and it violates the Constitution. The status on that? No decision yet. No decision yet at this point. So lots of lawsuits. A push by many to just keep doing what he's doing, the president, that is, and his administration, and a push by other Republicans to move on, concede, and get on with whatever happens next. I think the most shocking thing is not political, but sadly, it has to do with an institution that raised boys to men, and back in the day, and even in current times, it was thought, wow, isn't that a great thing? The Boy Scouts are raising money. The Boy Scouts are putting up flags in the neighborhood. In my neighborhood, that happens. They put up the flags when you are part of the homeowners, voluntary homeowners association, and it's tremendous. They go around with their fathers and they put the flags in front of everybody's house. Well, the Boy Scouts of America declared bankruptcy in February. We know that. And that's because of the mounting sexual abuse litigation that's coming their way. The deadline to file claims was on Monday. So Monday is the deadline. How many claims do you think were filed? 90,000 claims. Going back to the 70s. And then in current times. So 90,000. They expected to see a lot of suits filed, but I don't believe thinking 90,000 was the amount. So the Boy Scouts organization, of course, has faced a slew of civil litigation since a 2010 case resulted in almost $20 million in damages. I remember that. The largest ever for a single individual against the organization. But because of that case, the Scouts were forced to release more than 20,000 confidential documents, and this is what this has all come down to. Very, very sad. The Boy Scouts said in a statement, the organization, "We're devastated by the number of lives impacted by past abuse and scouting and moved by the bravery of those who came forward. The response we have seen from survivors has been gut-wrenching. We are deeply, deeply sorry." Lawyers that are representing these potential victims, say the total is likely an undercount of boys victimized in scouting over the organization's history, because there's a 100-year history. So right now, membership is fewer than 2 million. But, of course, at one point, at the height of scouting, 4 million members, especially in the 70s, so many. And the stories, you just feel so awful reading the stories and so sad for the Boy Scouts, for the Scouts, for the boys who became members of Boy Scouts organizations and put their trust there, and then, unfortunately, sadly, nefarious wrongdoings were foisted on them. So we'll see where all of this goes. But the Boy Scouts are bankrupt, and so they're talking about what are they going to do to raise money, and they've got land assets, and they're pulling all that up. They're talking about selling paintings they have, Norman Rockwell art, to pay for what's going to be the restitution to these abuse victims and in those cases. So how big will the settlement be? Who knows? And what is the future for the Boy Scouts? Well, bankruptcy cases can, of course, drag on for a long time, for years in some situations. But lawyers for the survivors say they believe the Scouts risk running out of money if they don't resolve the case sooner rather than later in the next couple of months. So we'll see where all of that ends up. Here on this hour of the show, we've got the mailbag coming up. Boy, an avalanche of mail from all of you, from everything from A to Z. So it wasn't one thing that got your hackles up. It was lots of things. And then a couple of really nice emails, too, with some suggestions. Hurricane winds, though, on our minds, because once again, we are into the Greek alphabet. And here we go again with yet another dangerous storm named Iota. So what is going on with Hurricane Iota? We'll tell you next what's happening in Central America.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Wow, Central America, second strike, catastrophic in 2 weeks. The Hurricane Cat 4, too. So this was pretty intense. Rainfall that just kept coming, mudslide, storm surge, damaging winds. And again, this is the second time it's slapped down in their faces. The upgrade to Cat 5 intensity was also raised a little bit for a short time because of looking at how the wind was coming up and then coming down. So it intensified on Monday. And boy, you just, all you see is that red swirl and you know, oh, this isn't good. And it was thought to be nasty. I mean, so bad, of course, it ripped off some homes and buildings in Nicaragua near the track of Iota's eye wall. And then you had gusts then 80 to 90 miles an hour at the airport, at Puerto Cabezas Airport. And that eye wall just washed right over that. I saw some video of it, and it takes your breath away. I mean, look, we've seen this. We've seen this hit parts of the United States when it's a horrible hurricane, but this was pretty bad. And when you look at the intensity and you look at Nicaragua in this hurricane season, that they haven't seen these back-to-back kind of hits like this in forever. I mean, just terrible, terrible stuff and catastrophic impacts because of what happens with the flooding, especially in the mudslides and all of that. They're saying El Salvador and Panama can expect 6 to 10 inches, maybe even up to 15 inches, and that leads to flash flooding. And in Guatemala and parts of Guatemala, Belize, there's a lot of Americans that went there to escape, and that's a big surf area and pretty private-ish beaches, I'll say, or remote beaches. So there are certainly some Americans down there and people from different parts of the world. And it's that those winds, it's what you see with the eye wall and what it can possibly get up to. And, you know, the view from above, the eye close-up of a Cat 5 is frightening when you see it. And so when you've got the researchers that fly above and they look into the storm and you get these incredible slices of video or photographs, it really makes you realize what the criteria is and what happens with these hurricanes or tropical storms that turn into different Cat 1, Cat 2, Cat 3. And boy, oh boy, it is very, very, very nasty. And this late in the season, I mean, parts of Iota getting up to maybe 160 miles an hour. So it's the strongest hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic season because it went from that 80 to 160 in some spots. But this late in the season, you don't see that. There was a hurricane in 1999, Hurricane Lenny, that was the strongest Atlantic hurricane late in the season. And Iota easily just starts off innocently, which happens a lot of times with these storms, becomes a tropical depression, and that became a tropical depression on November 13th. Then it becomes the 30th full-blown storm of the 2020 hurricane season. I mean, it's like, what else can happen in 2020? What else can possibly happen with what we've seen so far this year, particularly once we kicked into the pandemic, then other things seem to follow suit and come apart at the seams. Now, with COVID, I started with the happy news, the vaccine, the optimism over what that means and what that means as far as also the economy, which will kick back in, but not right now, because we've got the spiral happening in the next couple of months. So COVID-19 cases are rising, hospitalizations, deaths are rising nationwide. Some states are halting the phased reopening plans. I've talked about this a ton on this show because here's the thing. Do you want to go to a bar where people, you know, you're a little loose, you're having a drink, you're relaxing, you feel like, oh, I feel okay. But then suddenly it becomes full on, too many people, too on top of each other. I mean, it's not a lecture I'm giving everyone. It's just that we know that's where the danger can lie. So there are even limits on social gatherings. There are states that are throwing in the travel quarantine lists, mandating face masks, encouraging people just stay home. In Philly, they're saying, the mayor is saying, just stay home. If you can stay home, stay home. Don't go out, because the less opportunity to possibly spread when they're seeing that. 35 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico now require people to wear face coverings in public statewide. Utah, North Dakota joined the list in the last couple of days. Maine, Ohio, West Virginia. We've got people listening in all of those places, strengthen their mandates as well. And this is what you do. Just try to batten the hatches, as they say, for lack of a better way to describe it. And it's better to do this sooner than later and just get over this hump. I mean, even Alabama, the Alabama mask order extended to December because of the spread there. The social distancing thing, the washing the hands, the masks, it does work. It does. It's proven to work. It's the problem is the people who gather and have parties and have lots and lots and lots of people over, and then others who just blatantly ignore it. Where do they go afterwards? And it's that contact tracing that we've talked about. And on our previous show, I talked about that a lot, that what were some of the problems with contact tracing and what does that mean? What happens when you can't really go very far back? And the suggestion is for people who are going to be out there because of what they do for a living and they're essential or whatever it might be, is to carry a notebook with you, to have some kind of little notebook to say where you've been. I went to Boom 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 stores, and whether, you know, of course you're masked up or whatever, but if you get it, then they can go back and trace it, and you can help other people. So that's the key. So according to John Hopkins, the deaths in the United States, 247,000. That's out of 11.3 million cases. To our friends listening in other parts of the world, we wrap in our death toll to the rest of the world, and you've got 1.33 million, 55 million cases. And I always say this on the show, this is the number we, of course, want to see rise. And it's the recovered, and there are those that have recovered. And we've had them on the show, too, who have talked about going through COVID, coming out on the other side, and having it hit them differently, too, by the way. Some not as bad. Some more resilient, some younger, some, you know, just having some effects of it, and testing positive and then testing negative weeks later. But 35.2 million, that is the recovery number. The good news is that we're almost on the other side of that hump for real. It certainly looks that way. It feels that way. And the many, many, many people that we have talked to are backing that up. Not fake news, the real stuff. The vaccine is proven. They went through the tests. And it's not just one company or a couple companies. There are a few that have this thing nailed in different ways. So that is the good news. But you have to get to the point of the distribution. You have to get to the point of people getting enough vaccines out there. So this is still that game, that waiting game. And if it's just a couple of months, and hey, we swing into January and boom, 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 January, February, and March, you start to see it rapidly move. Move meaning get the vaccine. We see the numbers dramatically just slam shut, and then this thing turns around. And that's, of course, what we have been waiting for. This is what we've been hoping would happen all along, and have talked about again with many people. So there's the good news, but you still have to get through that period. Getting through that period, that small period to get to the other side, is key to making this work for all of us. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is pulling a so-called emergency brake that will land more than 94% of that state's population in the most restrictive coronavirus measures. In 41 of California's 58 counties, indoor operations for churches, gyms, and restaurants must stop by Tuesday. Another drug maker announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine is close to being ready, and it's very effective. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December.
This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Iota has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches Central America. Iota is packing sustained winds of 150 miles an hour with gusts up to 195 miles an hour. The storm is expected to slam into Nicaragua in the next several hours, bringing catastrophic winds, life-threatening storm surge, and torrential rainfall to the area still reeling from Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago. The storm is already beginning to weaken slightly, having spent most of Monday as a Category 5 storm. Iowa has become the latest state to see increased restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Monday a statewide indoor mask mandate, as well as orders capping indoor gatherings at 15 people and closing bars, restaurants, and other indoor leisure facilities at 10 p.m. Iowa becomes the 36th state to issue some level of mask mandate. North Dakota joined that list over the weekend. The governors of both states had previously declined to issue similar orders. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man. Get in the mail, man.
Sweet! We get this one from Joe in New Smyrna Beach. I could barely say it. I was so excited because I spent some time there when my brother used to live on that coast, and it's very close to everything space-related. Joe says, Kate Delaney, I couldn't believe it. I looked into the sky, and on Sunday I saw the launch of Resilience, and it was a beautiful thing. My sister, who loves things space, because I do too, and I had no idea that I would have such a great view of it because it was scrapped the day before. And in this world, when we think about the things that can't be done, I say it's wonderful to think about the things that can be done, because so many people said that SpaceX would not happen. Yes, SpaceX's Crew Dragon, that's the actual spacecraft. I mean, everybody keeps saying Resilience because it's that one capsule, actually docked with the International Space Station on Monday night, pretty smooth, 250 miles above the surface of the Earth, took off on Sunday night. And it looks like this whole flight was just a beautiful thing. You know, it's funny. I was looking at, and Joe, it's wild. It is wild to look up in the sky and see that. But the space station travels at over 17,000 1,000 miles per hour, and it circles the Earth every 90 minutes. So since its launch, when Joe saw it, which was right before 7:30 on Sunday, the Dragon capsule, which is what they call Resilience, that's what the crew calls it, has been chasing it down, burning the engines to align itself, and then it approaches slowly, passes through these what they call waypoints, where controllers monitor conditions, allow the spacecraft to proceed only if it's safe, blah, 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 and all the systems are go from there. So it's interesting to watch it and see the astronauts and leading up to it, what it means. And the mission is the first time it's significant that a private, and that's to Joe's point, a privately owned and operated spacecraft certified by NASA to fly humans has been like the taxi, has made the trip. So remember, the May mission, there was a pair of NASA astronauts who spent 2 months on the station before coming home. That was considered a test flight. So, wow. So 4 astronauts, it was a success. And so many people did laugh at Elon Musk when he talked about it. I can remember stories from 5 years ago, even, this is what we're doing, and here's the launch pad, and here's what we're building, and then poof, again, when they say you can't do it, guess what? Tell them you might be able to do it. I wouldn't even say might. You just wait and see, and then you go from there. All right, this one is from David. David says, Kate, I loved hearing you talk about the vaccine with Dr. Sal. He made me feel pretty optimistic. He was a realist, you could tell, but he obviously had ties to Pfizer and the others, the trial, so he's an insider, so thanks for that. And I feel pretty confident that we can get to the other side of this hump, but it's just a question of getting there as fast as possible. We're all going stir crazy. I think parents realize the value of teachers. I can tell you I do, as I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I can't understand their homework, and I'm not a dumb guy. You know what? It's interesting. I've heard that from a couple of different people that I don't understand what this math is they're doing, but it's nothing like I ever had. And it has really, of course, toppled households, because now you have classrooms with working, with all of that in between, with pets, with whatever else is happening in your life. I mean, I think there's forgiveness built into all of this, because no matter what, even when you think you have everything going smoothly, it's not. Something happens, some doorbell rings, some wicked weather, some who knows what, that changes what's going on. But, yeah, you know, somebody moved our cheese, all of our cheese, I would say. All right, how about Kelly? Kelly says, Kate, I'm a lifelong Republican. I will confess or admit or feel proud that I voted for Donald Trump twice. I just couldn't go for Biden. Wasn't crazy about Trump the second time around. Was excited the first time because I thought it would be a nice shakeup from the same old stale political hacks that we have constantly that go through the political machine. But I think he should concede. I mean, listen, I'm all for, even though I voted for him, I'm all for looking at the numbers and saying, why are we dragging this out? Because wouldn't the transfer of power be much better? And then we just have to pray like hell that Biden can get things done. Not that I have massive faith necessarily in him, although he does seem to work in a bipartisan world more than some others. So that bodes well, perhaps, for some Republicans and Democrats to be able to do more. Well, you know, you said it. I mean, this is kind of all over the map. Republicans for conceding, Republicans for no way, stay, mount every challenge, see where it goes, and not thinking about, is this messing up the coronavirus, is this messing up budgetary things, da-da-da-da, you know, whatever. So I move from that one to this one from Adam, who says, I look at what's going on in the government, and I just can't believe it. Hillary Clinton was obviously stunned, not happy, embarrassed, mortified, whatever adjectives you want to throw in there. And I was not voting for her, certainly, but she conceded a day after the election results, so it didn't drag out I think this thing of waiting is just nonsense, and I don't understand why so many people are backing that, because it's hurting all of us. I mean, it's like it or not, because I don't think, you know, Joe Biden would have been my first choice or my 10th choice. But if he's the guy, he's the guy. Just like we said with Donald Trump when he was elected, he was elected. So like it or not, he was the president. And of course, many people liking it, I was one of those people. But at this point, you have to hand over the reins. A defeat is a defeat, and a loss is a loss. You move on, and who knows, maybe he'll be effective in another way with the party. And we certainly saw that there wasn't an avalanche of Democrats who won. State houses didn't turn over. We didn't see that. And the Senate looks like it will stay Republican. So there is that. And then, of course, the Supreme Court. So I say weighing this decision or trying to make a decision on what's happening, just concede. Just concede and let's all move forward, especially if it hurts all of us in any way. Okay, so we just went through that same thing. There is no concession. There's no concession on the horizon. If you look at Twitter, it's we won the election, and there's the challenges, and I went through a couple of them. There's a lot of legal challenges. There's money for those legal challenges. Where it goes, you know, we watch to see if anything happens with that, but the numbers aren't there. So if the numbers aren't there, even if there was some mail-in ballots that were thrown out, my understanding and looking at the numbers and looking at the Electoral College, it's not. There can't be a big overturn. So if there's no overturn, then, again, it goes back to, you know, what Adam's saying, like it or not, boom, you know, move on. Move on to whatever. Just move on to move through so that certainly it doesn't gunk up the flow with the coronavirus handover for the vaccine. All right, then there's this one from Missy who says, Kate, that Cat 4 Hurricane Iota smashing into Nicaragua is so significant. One, because it's back-to-back weeks, and I know you've talked about that, but seeing those palm trees bent over backwards and roofs just being torn off like it's you're opening a can. It is so scary. And it's just another emphasis to people in the United States. When we have hurricanes and they talk about what they are, a Cat 2, a Cat 3, a Cat 4, it is so important to heed those warnings, because better to get out of town and come back and have everything intact than to be stuck somewhere while you're fighting for survival because you didn't evacuate. And some of those towns, I'm wondering what will happen as far as people, and will they find people? Hopefully they won't. But remember the area where it hit and thousands of people in the storm's path, I think, might have been evacuated and they were sheltering further inland. Let's hope that the more impoverished people had a chance to get out too, so the area where they would have been hit could be, again, smashed with 30 inches of rain or so. And, of course, there is the added consequence of the coronavirus pandemic, which is really hitting the impoverished areas, and there's food insecurity there, so it's got to be really, really tough. We know what they're saying, that I was reading something where they're talking about how many people, 80,000 families affected by Iota, 80,000. And so in those coastal communities where they get smashed directly and the flooding and the landslides, I mean, that's what I said earlier, and that's what is so awful. Especially those mudslides, too. They're terrible. All right, we're coming around the bend, and we're finishing it off with some odds and ends on the flip side.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. you'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-, or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Towards the finish line for this hour. And of course, when I say race, it's just that time just evaporates. So are other people finding that you look up and what date is it? What time is it? Constantly I'm hearing that from people. You think it's one day and it's the next and getting the dates wrong. And I think it's just the strangeness of the oddness still of living under this pandemic where, you know, we just are kind of moving with a different flow. I guess that's what I would say. It is. It's just a much different flow. So, on that note, with odds and ends, we look at things that are coming to an end, and you wonder about jobs, what jobs are going away. I had this discussion with someone today. What are the jobs that are disappearing? And one of the things that is disappearing, seems to be disappearing or declining a little bit, is the need for so many postal workers, right? And that, of course, is also because of budgets, etc. But they're talking about almost 20% down in the next 10 years, and the median annual wage for a postal worker is like over $50,000. But so they're saying 20%, there'd be a 20% dip in that job and the necessity for that job. Another 20%er is executive secretaries and executive administrative assistants. So same thing, because it's kind of the do-it-yourself, or you have virtual assistants, depending on what the position is. Something else that is changing, where we're seeing dramatic drops, and this makes sense, I think, although it's sad to me, because we just had this great Raymond Klein photographer on who worked for an ad agency and, you know, got his first $10 when he had photographs. He was one of our authors last week, and it was great talking to Raymond. Photographic process workers, you know, where you had those dark rooms and you were running machines and you were processing, well, that is going away, and mostly going away. So they're saying 21% shrinkage, so minus 21%. But that was a great little job, especially for somebody interested in photography. Another job, just kind of as these odds and ends go, is the whole watch repair industry. And that makes sense. Except for I looked around when in my neighborhood, there was like four or five watch repairs. I mean, that's what they bill themselves as. So the change there, almost 30%. And the annual salary, something like $42,000. So that is a huge drop. And, of course, why is that? Because people aren't wearing watches. Or they're not getting them repaired. Or they're doing Apple Watches or different kinds of watches, I suppose. But what happens if you don't have somebody to repair your watch when you have a family heirloom? It doesn't work. I don't understand. Why doesn't it work? Then the other one, and I'll just leave it at this because we're seeing shrinkage in different areas, but locomotive firers. And locomotive firers used to be a really big job. And that's going down almost 69% in the next 10 years. And, of course, why does that make sense? Because how many locomotive firers are required? I mean, what's the job description for that? How many, you know, how many trains are we going to see? A firer is a vital position in the railroad industry. They have to monitor the instruments on locomotives. They have to watch for hazards like dragging equipment, obstacles on the track. They have to be aware of traffic signals, all of that. But because there's less of them in the automation, I'm assuming that's another reason why they would see so much of that would be on the decline, why that would shrink. All right, time for our, what I like to call our mic drop moment. Can you imagine downing a beer that is smoky bacon flavored? Well, the Waffle House says they can imagine you doing that. So leave it to the Waffle House to test it out. They have partnered with a brewing company to come up with this new bacon-infused beer that delivers an aroma of breakfast meat. I'm serious. I cannot make this up. They say bacon and kegs pairs well. That's what it's called. Bacon. I'll have a bacon and kegs. Bacon and kegs pairs well with breakfast food, and meaning anything. Eggs, stacks of pancakes, waffles, of course. And this Oconee Brewing reached out to the Waffle House's headquarters in Atlanta, and they said, let's team up and let's do this beer. And they responded and said, yeah. So they are getting some ink, and obviously I'm mentioning it on the air, but they did some taste testing, and they found the beer. It's going to be sold in 6 packs or on draft. It's going to start on December 18th. And I have to say, I bet you anything that there's people that collect beer cans, and this is going to be one of those collector's items because it is a very cool can. It says bacon and kegs, and it almost looks like eggs, and it has the Waffle House on it, and the bacon and kegs has those block letters like they have on the Waffle House, and it is really a cool looking can. There is a small business that did it. that did the design of the can, and they did a great job. So, I don't know. The beer blending with salty, smoky bacon, maybe. I don't know. It's going to taste unique, that's for sure. And, I mean, there are other breakfast-themed beers. You probably knew that, right? Like Dunkin' and Harpoon Brewery. They have had several beers. Dunkin' Coffee, Porter Dunkin', Pumpkin Dunkin'. I'll have a Porter Dunkin' Pumpkin. Oh, can you even get that out? That, like, rhymes too much. And then there is a Dunkin' Jelly Donut IPA. So, I don't know. Do I really want to mix breakfast with beer? I'm for experimentation, though. So good for them. It is absolutely, to me, the thing that's unique is that you're pulling in an artist to do the can collectors, people would buy it for that. So they'll get some buzz, and who knows if it sticks around. It's going to just be a specialty beer, I would think, more than anything else, it's a specialty beer for sure. All right, so this is something that's interesting. As much as we've talked on this show, Odds and Ends, about video games, the pros and the cons of video games, there's a new Oxford study that is saying video games can have a significant effect on a person's well-being. Time spent playing video games could actually be good for your mental health. Really, Oxford? So video game sales are through the roof. They're booming, of course, because people are stuck at home because of the pandemic. Many countries have started to impose those limits on, you know, the shutdowns or the reopenings and all that kind of stuff. And they did a couple of different studies, and the data that they crunched afterwards showed that it was helping the mental health of the people that were playing these games. Now, I think you could argue the other side of that too, and it would depend on what peer group and who comes up with it and how much time was spent playing, what level of play you're talking about, I think can make a very big difference too. I guess of course, anything that's in moderation could be good. I can see how there could be a benefit to that if you're trying to do something, you know, where you're getting through an obstacle or doing something like that. And, you know, there's these long-held assumptions that gaming is not good, that it causes addiction, aggression, that kind of stuff. And to Oxford's credit, it is a snapshot, and that's the deal. And, you know, there's not one size fits all. So when I'm done this show, I'm going to go back to my old Mario Brothers and see how I do. I wonder what level I'll end up on. Make it count, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.